What is up, Arisen Nation? It's Sam here, and today I want to talk about how to get eyeballs on your thing.
So we've been wondering, how are young people like us crushing our goals and living life on our terms, regardless of how bad the economy sucks? How are we able to stay arisen, chase our massive dreams, take action, and impact people while others are busy sleeping? But the real question is, how do we do it without falling into the trap the sleeping group fell into? That is the big question, and this podcast will give you the answers. Follow along as we learn, apply, and share actionable steps on how to stay arisen in business, career, and life in today's economy. Welcome to the Arisen Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back. And I am super stoked to share with you this episode. And the reason why I'm super stoked is because, you know, most people in the Arisen Nation, most of you are arisen and, you know, working on your idea and your projects and your little things that you think would, you know, make an impact and make you income and leave a legacy, which is good. But most of the time, the number one challenge that people face is that I don't get enough eyeballs on my thing. I don't get people so interested in my thing. And so because of that, I can't really create what I really want to create. And so today the episode is going to talk about specifically that, how to get a lot of eyeballs, getting people interested, not just you know, people coming in, but interested people coming in on your products or your service or your thing or your big idea, whatever it is, right? So let me just back down to, you know, just to share a story with you. So, you know, there was a time when I launched my makeup business. You know, I was really excited. We sourced the distributors of the products. We sourced, you know, how we're going to fulfill on the products. The customer's support was in check. Everything that needed to get everything off the ground was, you know, basically in check. But the only problem was that we're struggling with people coming in, like actually buying the product. And it was kind of challenging. You know, some people call it, you know, we're lacking traffic, right? As, you know, the nerdy internet people would say. But it was extremely, extremely challenging. And, I remember that was the reason why we were burning out cash, a lot of cash. And, we just couldn't get a lot of people coming in into the business. As a matter of fact, the lady I partnered with for this project, you know, actually bugged out. She bugged out because, she was virtually tired of pushing in cash and not getting cash back out, right? And, you know, in a typical business, you expect to put one CD in and then get two CDs back, or one CD in and then get one CD 50% back, right? Sorry for the background noise, but you know, I'm currently strolling and, you know, I just got this idea and I just wanted to share with you. So bear with me on this side, but anyway, so what happened was that it was kind of really, really challenging. And if you've started any idea or any products or service or anything of that sort, you would know how difficult and challenging it is to get people either interested to buy your product or just coming in to just see or get concerned about this, right? So I remember going back and forth with, you know, buying courses and mentors and, you know, getting at least ahead of the game to see how people are doing, right? And what I found out was that most of the time people create their product, they create their service, or this big idea they have. And those who are actually doing it very successfully, most of the time, way before the product is even announced or, you know, it's out, most of the time, they have these people we call now influencers, right? They have these people called influencers who are already talking about the product and making noise about the product before even it comes into the marketplace. That was the pattern I kept on seeing. And I was wondering, how can I also replicate that in my business? How can I also do that? And it got me thinking. And, you know, again, questions invite revelation. As long as I, you know, when I kept on asking the question, how can I get eyeballs onto my web? Into my business, you know, it revealed something that, you know, typically I wouldn't have, you know, found out if I didn't ask the question in the first place, right? So again, always questions invite revelation. It's a big deal. Anyway, so I kept on asking this question, and what happened was that I saw this pattern going on where people were marketing to influencers. they weren't marketing to their potential customers. They were marketing to influencers who had their potential customers already. Now, if you're an underdog, you are someone, you believe in your message, you believe in your product, you believe in your service, and you're a newbie, or you are just, you know, now starting up, you know, 90% or like virtually 99% of the time, you really typically wouldn't have the audience you need to pull this off. You typically wouldn't have the audience. Imagine how far we've come with our recent message, and we have just 200 people on, I mean, 200 likes on our Facebook page, right? So it should just tell you, you know, how much difficult it is to get an eyeballs, right? But the issue here is this, you know, typically we want to look out to, you know, the people who we are making the idea for, or the people we are making the product or service for. But most of the time, if you do it the reverse, rather than trying to attract the people you are looking for, try to attract the people who already have the people you are looking for. Make sense? You should try, rather than market to the people you really want, market to the people who already have the people you are looking to market to. Okay, let me give you a very, you know, suitable example that you probably have heard of, right? And you know, some people would be, you know, mad at this or whatever, but anyway, I just want to share because it works. Now, if you look at our old friend, you know, Nana Pia Mensah, right? What he did with Men's Gold. He was just a brilliant marketer. He was, you know, and I'm not here to talk about whether it was a scam or was, I really don't care, right? But I'm not talking about investments here, but here's what he did. If you study what he did critically, way before I ever heard about Men's Gold being, you know, this gold reserve, you know, trade center or whatever it is, you know, I kept on seeing people like Ochiame Kwame, kept on seeing, you know, all these big hitters, all these influencers, talking about this thing. And, you know, it made me curious as to, you know, why are they talking about this? Why did I see an ad, you know, on Instagram with Ochiame Kwame's face, right? Why did I see that? And for me, I already follow Ochiame Kwame because I think he's a cool individual and he's, you know, a super talented musician, right? So I follow him. And you know, others who follow other influencers too also had that same, you know, advertisement or, you know, thing going on, right? And so I kept on thinking, you know, during back, you know, now I know what happened, right? But if you study what Men's Gold did, all they did was influencer marketing. Rather than, if they had come out and then talking about how, you know, awesome the gold trade, you know, system is and stuff like that all by themselves, I guarantee you would have taken them a long while to get off the ground. But rather, they rather marketed way in advance, way before the product was out. They marketed to all these, you know, influencers, getting them on board, making sure that they were excited about the opportunity, so that they can, you know, because just a single yes from an influencer, it's, you know, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of eyeballs on your thing, right? So that is what they did. Instead of using the normal route of going about with, you know, hey, we have a new system. I mean, we have a new service where we trade gold and you bring in your money and then we give you a bar of gold, whatever it is. Instead of doing that route, they rather, you know, look for people who already have the eyeballs on them. Those people have gone through, you know, thick and thin, right, to get people following them, right? If you look at someone like Sarkodie was a big, you know, was a big Men's Gold fan, right? You know, this guy, it took him, you know, it has taken him a while to build that amount of audience. It took him like 10, 15 years to build that amount of audience he has, right? Now, instead of Men's Gold or Nam1 going through that 10-year route, what he did was he shortcutted it by visiting all these influencers and telling them, we have an opportunity for you, giving them a really awesome opportunity for them to be part of this big idea that he had. And then what he did rather was to get these people on board, and that way, if they are really excited about the opportunity, what they would do is they would definitely tell their audience, and then you at the end of the day achieve your goal, right? So you should start thinking about, you know, how, you know, rather than, you know, going in and then going in and you know, blaming number one for your lost money or anything like that. Just look at what, you know, for me, I am in the business of looking at patterns, right? What patterns are working? What are the things that are actually working today? And then reverse engineering these patterns and then making it work for myself. And so, looking back, that is what I did. And then my business blew up with a makeup, online product service that we had. So, instead of, you know, trying to market to these people who I think they needed a product, what I did was to reverse engineer and look at what these, you know. So what I did was I literally went on Instagram. I took about, you know, 2 to 3 weeks listing out entire, makeup, influencers, people who were in the beauty niche. They were, you know, some of them were doing makeup tutorials, some of them were in the fashion niche and all that, right? And what I was doing was looking out for influencers who had a minimum of 100,000 followers, right? And so that was what I was doing. And so number one, what you have to make sure you have is that you have to make sure that the influencer you are going in for, you are chasing after, is someone who is credible, number one. And number two, they have engaged audience, not just audience, engaged audience. You know, some people can have 100,000 followers and, within their engagements and all that, they just have about, 100 people engaging with a brand. That is not my typical, you know, influencer to go after. I go after someone who is already, you know, has like over 100,000 followers. And number two, they have an engaged followers, you know, comparably about 1% to 5% engagement per their, you know, followers, right? So 100,000, I need anywhere between 1,000 to 10,000 people engaging with a brand, and then I'll know this is worth my time. And so whatever amount of money I spend to get these people on board, it's worth it, because their his or her followers are engaged, right? So after kneeling down, writing about, you know, after writing, you know, all the names I needed, I then reached out to them individually, right? Of course, I had, you know, someone doing that for me. I had a virtual assistant doing that for me, but that was the strategy. I had this virtual assistant PM them or DM, whatever it is, DM'd them and then asked them, you know, for a partnership deal. And, you know, I think we reached out to about 25 or 30 of them. And then we had four of them, you know, giving us a green light that, oh, like they are in for it, right? And then, I think three of them said, you know, they were cool with it. And then the other two, wanted a lot of cash that, at the time we didn't have. And so what we had to do was to, you know, be creative. And so at the point, in the initial stages, what we did was just contacted those three people that were willing to do it without a, you know, hefty fee. Of course, there's a cost to everything, but, you know, that was manageable comparing it to the other two who were, you know, really, really going for the hefty fees, right? So we reached out to these three people, and then, you know, we gave them cool products, we gave them all these things just to make them excited about what we're looking to do. And then we had, you know, we had some of them post on their stories, you know, their WhatsApp, their Instagram stories. Some of them, you know, made a post around our product. And literally overnight, what happened was that we had, you know, people reaching out to our brand and then asking for, you know, our products. And you know, that was how we blew up. That was how we blew up. And, you know, this exact strategy is what I, consult my clients with, right? I, you know, just about last week, I had someone who was, who is looking to blow up his tea company. They sell tea to, in the States, and, they were struggling with it, and it was the exact same principle and strategy. Of course, there are some tweaks and, you know, tricks to, you know, going into like in depth and then doing a detailed analysis, and also, you know, how to go about it to get effective results. But, you know, this is the high level 3,000 foot view of what you should be doing. If you're lacking eyeballs on your thing, then start looking at the influencers, those people who would actually get these eyeballs. They already have the eyeballs. They have gone through, you know, thick and thin to make sure they have all these, you know, people following them already. So why don't you just market to them? Rather than marketing to, you know, spending thousand cities to market to
people who don't know your product and service, what you have to be doing is basically use that 1,000 to reach out to these influencers and see if you could get some form of a deal where, you know, you can actually attract their eyeballs they already have back into your business. That way you could easily replicate the success. I mean, you could easily get all these eyeballs that you deserve on your products or service, as long as you are in for the benefit of people and creating an impact and legacy. And so I hope this episode helps you to get what you really deserve as, you know, an arisen, you know, citizen. You really deserve, you know, better, you know, you really deserve something better. You really deserve, you know, people buying your products and service. You really deserve people patronizing your idea, just because you are arisen. And so I hope this lesson would give you the heads up, or would give you the way to get off your ground. I mean, get off the ground and, you know, actually leave the legacy and impact that you are looking out for. And so have an awesome week, and don't forget to stay arisen. Cheers.
If you are a dreamer and arisen, you probably have a billion of ideas running through your little skull, and you can't wait to let it out to others so you can change lives, right? But the number one problem that sets in for you is that you don't know how to turn that idea into cash. You either run out of cash to get that idea off the ground, or you get overly overwhelmed on the things that need to be done to get it out. I totally get it. But what if there is a way to turn those ideas into cash without the burnout or any money to spend? What if those ideas you've dreamt about can actually make you tons of money? I went through a ton of ups and downs to finally find answers to these problems, and I'm ready to uncover all these secrets in a single day masterclass called Emerge Secrets Masterclass. Emerge Secrets Masterclass is taking place on the 1st of July 2019, and I'm going to reveal the right way to turn your idea into cash in any economy without burning out or money to spend. Head over to emergesecrets.com to sign up for this time-sensitive masterclass. Again, head over to emergesecrets.com to join the first and frankly the very last masterclass that is going to get all your money problems solved in a matter of 24 hours. And as always, don't forget to stay arisen.